Good morning. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. Happy Easter to you. Lovely to see you this morning. Welcome to St. Phil Road, especially if you're visiting or new with us this morning. It's great to have you with us. In fact, just take a moment or two, turn to the person around you, especially if you don't know them. If you know them already, just ignore them. But turn around to people you know and wish them a happy Easter and say welcome to St. Phil Road. Happy Easter, though. I'm not going to ignore you. I shun you. Great, that's enough. Well, listen, welcome again to worship here and online if you're joining with us online as we celebrate the most glorious day in all of history because Jesus is alive. Just before we continue, let me make a couple of announcements at this point. The first is sad news that we have planned for a family fun day tomorrow at Castle Wellen, Easter Monday fun day. But the experts tell me that the 80% chance of rain in Castle Wellen makes it look like it'll be a family pretty miserable day. So we're going to postpone that. There are at least 17 bank holiday Mondays in May this year, though. So we'll try for one of those, perhaps, when the weather will be better. So sorry about that if you had a plan to come down to Castle Wellen, but please don't go. Well, I mean, go if you like, but the rest of us won't be there. We'll postpone that. But do look ahead in two weeks' time. Heather's hosting an India afternoon at 4:30. You can buy tickets for that and come and enjoy amazing food and hear about India. But you can also come at 7:30 to Cafe Church and hear a bit more about what's going on in India too then. You won't get the biryani and the food and the entertainment there, but you can still hear all about it later on in the evening too. And let me just mark that... We're anticipating, hoping to have a potential congregational meeting on the 25th of April. That's Tuesday, the 25th of April, about our partnership with Beaver. Things, if you remember, in February we had an information meeting about that, and things have progressed well since then, which means we want to get together and tell us a little more about all of that, and you get a chance to ask questions and say, yes, let's move on ahead with that or hold off. But that's penciled in the diary for the 25th of April, and we'll have the confirmation of that date and time next week. Anyway, let me return to a verse from 1 Peter 1, verse 3. Peter writes to Christians spread all around the world, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." We're going to stand and sing our opening praise. See what a morning, gloriously bright with the dawning of hope in Jerusalem.
Now
Let's pray together, shall we? Let's pray. Our great and mighty God, on the first day of all creation, you made light and dark. You created new morning and all of life that we know today in its beauty. And then one morning, a newborn child lying in a manger announced that you had come to be God with us in our brokenness. And then one morning, surrounded by people who rejected you, you suffered and died on the cross for us to defeat sin and evil and death. And then one morning, as the stone was rolled away at the empty tomb, it became clear that you had risen again to bring new life to us and begin a new creation. So, Lord, this morning we gather here once again and with people across the world and with the angels of heaven to praise you and celebrate those great dawns and celebrate your love for us and all that you have made. Lord, where there have been times in past days and weeks where, like those disciples all those years ago, we fail to recognize that you are right with us. Or Lord, where we've fearfully hidden our relationship with you from those around us, or where we've been slow to understand what you've been teaching us and showing us and wanting us to do, Lord, for those times we're sorry. Thank you that you forgive us. But we ask that this morning, and in each coming day, your Spirit would fill us more and more with the good news of life and love and hope and peace and joy that is ours to keep and ours to share, because we believe that you have risen, Lord Jesus, and that you reign. To you, our God, Father, Son, and Spirit, be the glory. Amen. If you were with us on Friday evening, we were working through a couple of the later chapters of Matthew's Gospel, Matthew 26 and 27, from Jesus sharing the Last Supper to Jesus' death and burial. This morning we come to Matthew 28, and Leslie Ann is going to come and read to us from that.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" So the woman hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them.
What he used to do, if you don't remember, if you're young for Paul Downey, is he was a magician. And he had a sort of hour-long show, and he'd do all these magic tricks with coins and cards and all these basic things. And then at the end of the show, he'd always do this amazing kind of showstopper, really, where he'd, for example, he'd get someone to come up and handcuff him, and then they'd tie him in a sack, and then they'd put him in a big box in the front of the stage, and they'd cover it. And then all the tense music that would go on, you get like a 2-minute countdown and check, you know, is this properly locked? Is this solid wood? And there'll be all the witnesses of the audience. And then amazingly, can you believe it? It gets really tense after 2 minutes, and Paul Daniels would walk out from the audience, all dressed in this kind of 1970s white suit. "Greetings," he'd say. And it was amazing. It was the showstopper. The proof of greatness. What a great magician. The proof of greatness that comes at the end. It's easy to think of the resurrection a bit like a kind of showstopper, isn't it? The kind of proof of greatness that comes at the end. So Jesus, during his life, he's done loads of amazing miracles. He's done the water into wine. People got coins out of fish. He's fed the 5,000. But here, at the end, he's been saying all along, listen, I'm going to rise from the dead. I'm going to be killed, and I'm going to rise from the dead. A lot of witnesses have seen, they've checked, like they do on the Paul Daniels show, they've checked that he died. They've put him in a tomb. They've seen the stone roll across the tomb. They've set a guard outside so no one can come in and no one can go out. But then, there's big kind of sound and light effects. There's an earthquake. As angels appear like lightning in white. Big grown men, the guards, collapse because it's so fearfully amazing. And Jesus appears. Properly, amazingly wonderful, so real that they can grab him. They can touch him. There's no wonder, isn't it, when the little boy in Sunday school was asked, what were Jesus' first words after he rose from the dead? Went, ta-da! Actually, in Matthew's gospel, greetings, a bit like Paul Daniels, but he says greetings to the woman. It's like a showstopper, isn't it? The proof of how great Jesus is. He must be God to do that. But actually, what I want to say this morning is that it's even more than a showstopper. It's a life starter. More than a showstopper, the resurrection is a life starter. It's not just the proof of greatness that comes at the end, but God bringing new life for you and me and the whole of the world. Never overlook how important it is that Matthew and the other gospel writers say that this happened in a new dawn, a new morning, at the first day of a new week. Picture it if you can. Close your eyes and picture the scene. Maybe it was as you woke up this morning. It's early. The sun is rising. It's a new day in a new world. You know what it's like to wake up and say, this is a new day? As the sun pours in the windows, and yesterday with all its hassles and heartbreaks, all its uncertainties, all its old ways is gone. Sometimes we say, today is a new day, don't we, after significant personal events. Or maybe people say, today is the first day of the rest of my life. I've got that Nina Simone song going around in my head. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and it's feeling good. It's a new day. So be assured that isn't just a big thing that happens at the end of the resurrection. It's a big thing that marks a beginning. That Easter Sunday, this new day of the week, is the first day of a new creation. God's ripping up all the old and making things new. That's what makes it the greatest day in all creation, because death and sin and evil that keeps on keeping everyone down was so last week. Easter is today, and Jesus has met these things head on to defeat them and make things new. That's why the earth quaked. That's why Matthew, he said just a few verses earlier from our chapter, and it's a little bit we sometimes skirt over because it seems a bit wild and weird, said that the tombs broke open and bodies of holy people who had died were raised to life. It sounds weird, doesn't it? But that was just a sign that this wasn't just a showstopper at the end, but a life starter, the beginning. That Easter Sunday was the new birth of life and light and hope. For you and me, our sin's been dealt with. We've been forgiven. Death holds no sting. Jesus promises life as it's meant to be, life forever. What do we say here? Come and have life together with Jesus. And for the world too, Jesus' kingdom of life and light was broken and continues to break into a world that humans have made dark. But Easter promises one day this will be gloriously and fully renewed. I've got a little more to say, but first we're going to stand and sing, "Death Was Arrested." Let's stand. Okay, so we've said that the resurrection is not just a showstopper. Amazing as that is, but a life starter. The greatest day in history because Jesus is alive and that makes the whole world new. For those looking on then, and for us looking on now, the angel and Jesus have two really simple instructions with what we should do with this. The first is this. Come and see. Come and see. The angel said to the woman, I know you're looking for Jesus. He's not here. He's risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. You're not sure? You want to see the truth? You want to believe? You want to know this hope is for real? Come and see. Come and see. For people who don't yet believe Jesus is alive, come and see. It's an invitation to be open, to explore this, to talk about it, to experience it for yourselves. That this is true and real. It stands up and it changes everything. If that's you this morning, come and speak to me. Keep coming back to join with us and explore this. Come and see. Take the opportunity to think about this more. Don't walk away. Come and see. And that's what we want to be about as a church, isn't it? Saying to those around us, come and see that this is real and true. Come and see life together with Jesus. And for those of us who do believe that Jesus is alive, it's simply an invitation to keep coming back to be renewed in that hope and faith. When other things in our lives seem uncertain, when other things are up and down, to come and see again that Jesus is risen and life with him is real. And that, for example, is why we come Sunday after Sunday, the first day of a new week, to come and be renewed in this resurrection, new life, faith and hope. Come and see. But what do you do when you see that something is amazing and for real? Kids, I want you to just come and join me here a minute. If anybody wants to come and join me, I want you to come and see something. Come and see. Just come up here. Come right up here. Come right up here. Just come right with me where I am. Come on. Right. Come. I want you to see something. Come see this. All right, does that look good? For real? Do we think they're for real? So when you come and see something great, it's all right. What should you do when you see something that's great? What do you think you do with that? I think we do with this. Come in here and see. Look at this. What do you do with this? What do you think we should do? Eat it. Yeah. And do you think we should just keep it to ourselves here? Possibly. Tell you what, why don't you guys grab one there? Great. Grab away. Don't worry about them behind you, they're fine. And what do you think we should do, though? Do you think we should just keep good stuff to ourselves? Because, like, I've got all these. Have you had one this morning already? Oh, was it good? Do you like stinks? Well, tell you what. I think probably we shouldn't just come and see, but we should also go and share, go and tell. So, dig in there, Jack. Get in there. Good man. Here, you take... Ruben, no, boys, you take that. Josh, did you get one? Oh, good man. Well, tell you what, why don't we go and tell? Would you be really good and go and give these out to people out there? Why don't you take a bag? Could you do that? Could you take a bag? Take a bag. Do you want to take a bag? Do you girls want to take a bag together? Is that all right? Now, Maybe you girls go down to the back and work it from the back at the sides there, and you can work from the front. Is that right, Josh? Maybe you go over that side. You maybe go over that side. Make sure everyone gets one. Now I've had one. I'm not really bothered. So do you want to start with those girls and boys over there? And enjoy chocolate. This side not getting unlucky. Unlucky. Josh, would you go over that side? There's some really hungry people over there. Aaron, you go and find someone who looks like they haven't had enough chocolate this morning. Listen, and if you're a bounty fan, can you actually take the bounty? Because I don't want any of those left. Just take the bounty. Great. Well, if everybody's got, or when everybody's got, we'll leave them around at the end. You can have them with your coffee. Just as Jesus says, come and see, the angel says, come and see, the angel tells the women, and Jesus tells the women, go and tell, go and share. If we're celebrating the greatest day in history, not only do we come and see that, see that it makes all the difference to our lives in the world. If we've come to see that, God calls us to go and tell, go and share. So as we go out from Easter, and there may be a lot of chocolate eating at Easter, but at the heart of it is coming to see, but also from here on out, taking hope and joy. May we as a church, may we as individuals have lips and lives that go and tell, that share the greatest news that we celebrate today, that Jesus is alive. Guys, thank you very much. Oh, you've even brought the chocolates back. Thank you. Jesus is alive. Come and see. Go and tell. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Amen. Guys, thank you so much. Let's pause and pray together before we sing our last hymn. Let's pray. God of life, we look up to you and we rejoice in the living hope we have in the resurrection of your Son, Jesus. Jesus, you have defeated darkness and death. And even as the days brighten and lengthen and flowers bloom, creation reminds us that this truly is a new dawn, a new week, a new life that you have brought us. Lord, as we come and see this morning, fill us with real Easter joy and hope. We know that you are making all things new. And where we bring our offering to you, Lord, we're responding to what you have done and what you are doing in our lives. And with the longing that what we have, all that we have, and all that we are, may play a part in your kingdom of life and light. Lord, as we look up, we also look in and we thank you for the hope that unites us. We thank you for each other and the encouragement of new life that we see in our church family and happening in our midst. We praise you for where you are at work in our lives and in our church, and pray that you would continue to build us up. But Lord, we're also mindful of those who are finding life difficult at the moment. For those we know who have lost someone they love, May the truth of your resurrection and your living presence bring hope and comfort in the midst of their sadness. We pray for those struggling with health, in hospital, at home, and perhaps others we think of for whom life is difficult. Lord, bring your peace and patience and help us to be agents of your love and care. And Lord, we look outward too. You call us not just to come and see, but to go and tell, because the resurrection is not the end, but the beginning. Lord, we pray for light and life beyond us. In places where there is conflict, bring your mercy and peace. 25 years on from that Good Friday agreement, we thank you for the peace that we have here and pray that you would continue to make peace true and lasting. We pray for those who don't know you. Lord, this morning, following prayer points, we pray for those in Ethiopia coming to faith in you from a Muslim background, but finding it hard and living in great poverty. Lord, strengthen and encourage your church there. We thank you for our relationship with Hyde Bank and those who've joined with us. We pray that you would bring light and hope to the lives of staff and residents there. We thank you for our growing partnership with Beaver. Lord, guide our steps into the future, and may it be for the glory of your name in this area. Lord, as we look up and in and out, we rejoice that you are our risen King and the King of all creation. To you be the honor, glory, and praise, now and forever. Amen. We're going to stand and sing our closing Easter hymn, Thine Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son.
Sure.
Now, with a resurrection being not an ending but a beginning, we say that our benediction is not words of ending but ascending, that we may go and live in the light of the risen Jesus. So may the grace of that Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us, now and forevermore. Amen.